Right now, let's bring in Mr. January, the pinup poster for the month, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy New Year to you and everybody. And yeah, it does feel like winter. And, you know, if you were in South Jersey or Delaware, it will be looking like winter there because they are going to get double-digit snowfall.
Good for them.
Yep, and that will just cut itself off. There'll be such a sharp line across Long Island. I mean, Long Island could see a couple of inches of snow, but north of that, nothing. Partly sunny. Skies will become partly sunny here today. It'll be windy. The high will be 30. And at this time of the year, as you could see by our new created form, the normal is 36. Do you like our new form? I think Anthony Martella did a nice job.
Yes, I like it very much.
Yeah, he did a very nice job.
I like the instructions at the bottom of it, too, and explaining what everything is.
Yeah, yep, we do all of that so that anybody new coming aboard does not scratch their heads, and they know exactly what areas we cover and what they have to do. So that's a good thing. Tonight will be a clear, cold night, 10 to 15. And tomorrow, a nice sunny day, mid-30s, which is normal. Sun with increasing clouds for Wednesday. Later in the day, there may be some rain showers working in. Not snow showers, rain showers. Mid-40s. You have a chance of a rain or snow shower on Thursday, low 40s. And then the jury's out for Friday, but here comes another storm that could bring snow this far north. You know, not just Delmarva. We'll have to see what happens because there is a big discrepancy between the models. A couple of the models are forecasting significant snow, the Canadian model and the Euro model, but the American models are saying, no, we don't think so. So, again, it's out to lunch there, and we'll just wait. We'll hopefully have a better idea by about Wednesday. Whatever the case may be on Friday, the weekend will be cold, fair and cold. I don't think there'll be any storms over the weekend. So that about sums up the weather for this week and first week of January, as you pointed out, a little bit more seasonable, the way it should be.
Now, is this change in here now where we're not going to get these brief warm-ups where we go to 45 and 50?
Well, we'll be going to mid-40s on Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, and Thursday we're expecting low 40s. But I really don't see 50 this week at all.
Good. We got to get rid of some of this mud.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it so murky over the New Year's weekend? Oh, my goodness. The drizzle, the fog, and it was just so balmy. You know, New Year's Eve, of course, the temperature never, ever in Times Square, I don't think it got below 50 degrees. I watched let's put it this way. I put on Seacrest at 11:45, shut it off at 12:15 because, number one, not only was there a lack of entertainment, but the whole thing was terrible. I thought it was the worst that I've ever seen, so did a lot of other people. And the other thing that I found really amazing was that there were lots of people in the crowd, and even I saw a policeman with no masks on. And I guess nobody said anything about that, but you know what? Good for them. I mean, you know, to be that courageous. But that was that. New Year's Day, I was not feeling good at all. I just want you to know that New Year's Day was just a very off day for me. I don't know. My stomach was just not up to par. And then yesterday, ex-employee and a good friend of mine, many, many years, he during Metro Weather back in 1987, and we stayed friends the whole time. Bob was Bob Hepler, now the manager at JFK Airport for weather observing. Real, real good friend. So he came up with his family, and it's just amazing to see the guys, the two sons. I remember when they were born, and it's amazing to see them now. One is graduating college this year, going to be a wild animal veterinarian.
Wow.
And the other gentleman is now in med school studying to be an anesthesiologist. And he brought his girlfriend, who is a CPA for Pricewaterhouse. They were also interesting to talk to, and I just get a big kick out of that. You know, to think that they were little babies when we first met them, and now here they are, moving on. And guess what? And we're getting older.
Oh, we're definitely getting older. Now, you were sick on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Was that from the food you had New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it was bad food, but did you just eat too much?
I didn't really eat a lot, but I had one thing on New Year's Eve that I never, ever have.
What was that?
I had a drink. It was a martini.
There you go.
And I don't drink. It was a cranberry martini.
There you go.
And I just don't think, you know, I don't drink. I mean, I don't even have wine. And it just was so nice and sweet, and it went down so easy, but obviously did not agree with yours truly.
How many pieces of fish did you have?
I didn't have any fish at all.
None?
No fish. Had beef, which was delicious, scalloped potatoes, carrots, and a bean salad, which was like string beans, asparagus, and broccolini. That's what I had, and I didn't overindulge in any of that. I did have dessert, and I normally really don't eat sweets, so I think between the martini, that was real sweet, and the dessert, it did me in on the New Year's Day.
Well, for New Year's Eve dinner, I had a homemade tamale, a refried bean and cheese tamale. I had an enchilada, which was pulled pork and beans, and some. I also had some red beans and rice. That was my New Year's Eve dinner.
It sounded to me like you were sort of in the Mexican mode.
it's what I had. I've made up these things ahead of time, and so I pull them out of the freezer, and the rice and beans I put into hot water and I let it boil for about 12 minutes, and the other ones I just put in the microwave. So it's food I made, so I know where it came from, and.
And you were fine.
And I was fine.
Oh, by the way, I asked Tyler, as a pre-anesthesiologist, what his thoughts were on the virus.
And what did he say?
He said they had just had a meeting with his manager and stuff like that in where they work in the lab and stuff like this right now. And he said the thinking is that if there is another variant, it will be named NU, he said, but this variant is not as potent as Delta because he thinks, and they think, that the virus has seen the better of its day. And even if there is another variant called NU, it's going to be even less potent than the one that is presently here now. So he thinks that it's on its dying trail downward.
Mm.
I thought that was encouraging.
Well, I think I think it's becoming weaker and weaker because, like every virus, it wants to live, and so it has to have people around.
And the more people that get vaccinated, the less people that it could affect them. But how can we say it? It's just not living up to its reputation, that's all.
Now, a lot of people, and I happen to agree with this, is they think that this pandemic is going to become an endemic.
Right.
That's a whole lot different. The difference between a pandemic and an epidemic is that the outbreak is the epidemic. When there's, of course, the cases surge and increase. But then the disease spreads and continues to affect a large number of people, it's then a pandemic, and then it becomes an endemic. So that's what most people are saying now. And most people believe that that's what's going to happen when that happens. I mean, it's no longer going to be an acute disease. It's going to be like
the flu.
The flu and stuff like that. So,
right.
It's never going to go away. It's going to be there. But that's what most people are saying now.
Well, you know what? We've all been through 2 years of it. We've had enough. So it's about time.
It is about time. You're absolutely right. It is about time. Yep. All right, Pat. Well, that's our forecast, our first forecast from you for the new year.
Well, thank you very much, and happy and healthy new year to everybody. Be safe. See you in the morning, Marshall.
No cocktails today.
None.
Okay, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.